Hey, everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we are here for the Friday Night Beer Blog. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF. TGIF.
Thank God.
It's Friday. We're sitting outside again this week because we can, thankfully.
Again?
Were we out here last week? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is the reading of my weekly blog. I write it and publish it, but on Friday night, we sit down and I read it to Mike because why do I read it to you, Mike?
Haven't we done this already?
A few hundred times.
Because I don't like to read.
Yes. I make you say that every single week. It's like punishment.
Some people don't like to read, but I'm really getting down to the root of it this week. It's all about me.
Well, have you read anything this week besides work?
Emails, yeah.
Emails don't count.
No. They make my eyes tired.
You're like, I've been reading emails. I can't read anything else. My eyes are tired.
That's it.
Oh. And like I said, we're outside again. So if you hear birds, that's what they are. And they're very loud tonight. But that's okay because I am so happy to be sitting outside for a change. How was your week, Mike?
Another long one. Short one. No, a long one, but still long.
A long week, but still long.
Yeah, I worked a full week this week, so that was
good. Oh, yeah, you didn't last week. That's right.
And, or the week before.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still a long week either way.
It was an extremely long week for me. Anybody that I do freelance work with and have been on this project with understands why it's been a long week. But it did not keep me from getting an episode out this week and recording two podcasts. And we're still promoting the Mother's Day gift guide. So I will probably put that link in the show notes because if you're going to buy a gift for your mom, you best get on that shit because it's early this year, number one. And number two, it takes time to ship anything anymore. It's like post-pandemic world where things...
The new normal.
It takes forever, but if you pay, you know, a bunch of money, then you can get it the next day. It's crazy. So yeah. So this week's blog, I had an idea. Well, you inspired me.
Because they're all about me. That's a given. You don't even have to say that. Yeah.
No, because of what you did last week, you don't remember. But on Friday, let's just say you grow a beard every winter.
Oh.
And you.
Oh, my God. You didn't have anything better to write about this week.
Mike's facial hair.
Well, you must have been desperate.
No. Well, it got me to thinking, you grow a beard and you grew a beard and had a beard most of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And you weren't the only one.
Mm. Yeah.
So I have a feeling that the beard was a coping mechanism for a lot of men. Women had their own ways of coping. But anyway, so that's, I wrote about this thing. But then after I wrote it, I was kind of like, oh my God, I'm going to make somebody mad. I'm going to offend somebody by saying that their facial hair is gross or ugly or something. And that's not what I mean. That's not the point of the podcast. Of the blog. So take it for what it is. This is my little disclaimer at the beginning. So are you ready?
Damn, you've never had to disclaim anything before. You must be super sensitive.
Well, I just, you know, it's been a long week. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, I guess.
I know you can't see that.
But... next week, I won't give a shit.
You're back to normal.
Yeah, maybe I should save this for next week. Okay, so the title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is Facial Hair in the Post-Pandemic World. Okay, you ready? Uh-oh, why do I have February 29th on there? It's not February. It is.
You're close. You're within 2 months. That's at least it's an even number.
I mean, seriously, I actually typed February. Oh, my gosh. I'm losing it.
I know that.
That's the kind of week it's been.
You left a lunch meat out on the counter today, too. That's how I know.
Well, then
you
yelled at me like I did it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, I was like, hey, dumbass.
Make sure we call that out. All right. Facial hair in the post-pandemic world. April 29th, 2022, the 63rd official Friday Night Beer blog. As I type this, I'm afraid to say that we have reached the post-pandemic world, because if we've learned anything over the last 2+ years, it's that you never know where the road will actually end. So for shits and giggles, let's assume that the worst is behind us and that we have officially entered the post-pandemic world. Looking back now, it's funny to see how we all coped in the pandemic world. None of us had done this before and were making it up as we went along. With the pandemic in the rearview mirror, is there anything that you would change about how you dealt with it or the time that it gave you? Mike, we'll throw you that question.
Oh, you don't want to hear my answer to that one.
Okay. Moving on then.
Yeah, it'll take you down another path.
Subheading, reflecting on the whole pandemic thing. It was going to be 2 weeks. That's what everybody said. But I assume that there were lots of those in the scientific arena that knew that it would be much longer, but were afraid to tell us. Perhaps they were predicting a total world meltdown. You think? How does that scene from the movie Ghostbusters go? Real wrath of God stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling. 40 years of darkness. Earthquakes.
Cats and dogs living together.
Volcanoes. The dead's rising from the grave. Human sacrifice. Dogs and cats living together.
Is it cats and dogs?
No. It's dogs and cats living together. Dogs and cats.
You looked it up. I knew you did.
Mass hysteria. Well, it didn't come to that. But I guess it could have. Instead, we all developed our own method to the madness in order to survive. To survive. Not survive, duh.
You need a sip of beer.
Okay. Here we go. Sip of beer.
Yeah. There you are. Maybe not.
I didn't swallow, just went straight down. None were more visible than those going commando in black leggings for women. Oh, see, that doesn't sound right.
That's a little scary, isn't it?
None were more visible than those going commando in black leggings for the women, and the total abandon in the growing of facial hair for men. Subheading. That's a lovely picture, by the way.
the new normal.
Yeah, exactly. The hairy rebellion. Now, I don't have anything against facial hair. There are plenty of the male persuasion that had facial hair before the pandemic. But during the pandemic, the signal for not giving an actual fuck was the growth of facial hair from every place that could grow it. And sometimes it wasn't just the men. Just saying. You can definitely tell the difference between the men that choose facial hair as an accessory to their look. Their beards are combed and well manicured, and they may even smell good. They take great pride in how the facial hair completes the look. But the men who are letting the pandemic win let their facial hair grow in whatever direction it desired and were known to even save pieces of lunch in it for an afternoon snack.
Now that's gross.
That is gross. They just let it go, taking great pride in stroking at it at every opportunity given as a sort of congratulations for not letting this whole pandemic thing get to them. I'm stroking my imaginary beard as I'm reading. Subheading. The effects of black leggings and unkempt beards. I remember when quarantine started. Everyone talked about how many babies would be born 9 to 12 months from now. Even I thought that might happen. But then it didn't. And why? I think after being in close quarters with each other, homeschooling children, endless amounts of Zoom calls, drinking alcohol daily, COVID updates, black leggings, and funky beards, nobody wanted to get near each other. We all self-soothed. Who would really care if we didn't wear underwear, bathe, or even brushed our teeth? Nobody was going anywhere anyway, and nobody wants to get intimate with that person in their house that is wearing this same exact pair of pants for the fifth day in a row.
It's because there's 5 work days in a week.
I'm like, Mike, you're wearing those pants again.
5 days in a row.
I was like, those pants have got...
I changed the internals.
I'm like, those pants sat down at your desk before you did, Mike.
Wait, it is about me again. See?
Subheading, it's time to let go. As we enter the post-pandemic world, fingers crossed, it's time to give up those things, those self-soothing tools. And yes, ladies, that means burning those black leggings. Buy another pair, please. And fellas, yep, you know what I'm going to say. It's time. It's time to let go of that COVID facial hair. And if it's something you've grown to love, get it under control. Wear it with pride instead of hiding underneath it. There's a difference. Welcome to the post-pandemic world, friends. Things will never be the same again, and believe it or not, it's a good thing. That's it, Mike.
So.
Yeah, oh my God.
Was this meant for me to shave off the rest of my facial hair this week?
If you feel like you need to do that, but see, who am I to stop you?
Well, I know you can't.
No, you got to do your thing. Like you, yeah. Like you can tell, put on some underwear, would you?
But anyway.
No, it wasn't necessarily
it's time
geared to just you, but if you're taking a little message in that, I'm all about
it. It's time. It's time.
Yes.
The thing is, it becomes an appendage.
It's
like it's
really?
Something you don't want to cut off. Right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, you get attached to it, even though it's high maintenance, you know?
So if I let my leg hair grow...
It's like a girlfriend in college.
If I let my leg hair grow out,
like
I would
her?
Become...
She's high maintenance.
We're telling two stories here.
I know. And I'm keeping going. But anyway.
Okay. So, like I was saying, if I was to let my leg hair grow out and I became attached to it, you'd be fine with that? Or my underarm hair?
Yeah, sure.
Or my nose hair?
Yeah. I don't let all
or my chin,
that. I don't
or
let
my
all,
chin hair?
Hey, wait a second now. I take care of my beard. I keep it fairly groomed.
Yeah, yeah. You're a big beard rubber.
Oh, yeah. It's because it irritates the shit out of you.
But when you rub your beard?
No. You have to just... It's always angry, so you got to calm it down. That's why you rub it. It's always poking you in the face, and it's just angry all the time. So you just got to caress it.
No wonder that men with beards aren't becoming intimate, because they're too busy soothing their own face.
Okay. All right.
I'm kidding.
There are also yogurt pants that you have to talk about.
Yeah, I did throw in the black leggings or yogurt pants, as Mike as Mike so lovingly calls them. Yeah, that became the uniform during pandemic, and it's hard to give those up too, mm-hmm. because they're just so easy to just throw on and go. You know, a few years ago, I wouldn't have dared. Go out in public.
I saw some guy today in line. Oh, where was it? I can't remember. At trying on a tux.
Yeah.
He was in a pair of jammies.
No.
Jammy pants. Yeah, he wore his jammy pants. I was just like, yep, there it is.
Man, that's a long way to go from jammy pants to a tux.
That's right.
Well, I see people in the grocery store in their pajamas all the time. I mean, the first time I saw people wearing their pajamas to the movies, I was like, what the actual hell, people?
It didn't. Then it made sense. You're like, well, yeah, you want to relax and watch a movie.
Yeah, but,
you
know.
It's not like it's fine dining or anything.
Well, you know, I think going to the movies thing has changed. It used to be like a big deal to go to the movies. You're going on a date. You're going to go out and, I mean, because it costs a lot of money to go to a movie. And so... You know, it was like a big deal. And now all of a sudden people are like dressing for bed to travel to go to a movie.
It's because nobody gives a shit
and
anymore. Nobody gives a shit anymore.
And bringing in their blankets.
Yeah.
Kind of like, can't you do that on your couch? I don't know. It's a strange world right now. It is. You know what I forgot at the top of the show? Who is this week's beer blog brought to you by... Oh,
I
was like,
I thought you might pick up on that when you took a sip and choked on it earlier. Oh,
well, I might have if I'd remembered, but I didn't. But yeah, this week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by...
Mile Wide.
Mile Wide Beer Company.
Catalina Clouds.
Catalina Clouds. Tell them Jeremy sent you, right? No. Tell Jeremy that Mike sent you.
No, Jason.
Jason. God.
See, is it now you got me thinking, is it Jeremy? Or is it Jason?
I don't know.
You've convinced me. It's been so long that you screwed that up.
I think it's Jason because...
It is Jason.
It's Jason because I remember this because my first husband's name was Justin, but my dad called him Jason just to irritate him and me. And so when I... So when you said Jason, I said, I can remember that because...
But you always want to call him Jeremy because...
Because that's what I do.
Yeah,
all right. I don't know.
Just to piss him off.
Oh, he's not listening.
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten a free beer yet, so...
No free beer. Oh, well. What's the weekend outlook, Mike?
I don't know. It's busy. I mean, we got a wedding?
Yeah, we're going to a wedding tomorrow. Big time wedding.
Yeah.
And then catching up, like I told my mom, catching up all day on Sunday from not being able to do anything tomorrow. And then we make the donuts again on Monday.
Yard work, wedding, and riding. And that's about it.
And then it's time to make donuts again.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, but hey, next week is what?
Derby?
It's Derby week.
Derby week, yeah.
It is Derby week, which is basically a holiday in the state of Kentucky. Unless you work.
Everybody that works out of town is making an excuse to come into town Derby week. So yeah. Everybody's going to be in town.
Yeah. No, I don't get the week off.
I think everybody just wants to get the hell out of wherever they are.
They all get to take the week off, but the people who live here don't get to take the week off.
But that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a busy work week here because everybody is, for some reason, decided to come into town. I guess they're going to meld the work week with the Derby at the end of the week. Uh-uh. So we got a lot of out-of-towners coming.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm finishing up a museum project, so it's always really busy right at the end. But you know, that's a good thing, I guess. But yeah, it'll be a good week next week. We are not going to the Derby.
Never do.
No, we don't. It's been a long time. Do that. That's what out of towners do. They come in town to go to the Derby.
I stopped going when the guy got sucker punched and fell down in the glass on the side of his face. And I was just like,
what are you talking about?
Oh, in the infield.
Oh, well, how old were you then, though?
I don't know. I can't remember. 20s? Somewhere in my 20s. But that's the last time I literally went to the Derby. That's not true. We went last year.
We didn't go to the Derby. We went to the track.
Oh, yeah. When was it?
Last year. We went to the track. Well, I worked the Derby for many, 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 many years. So when I got the opportunity to not go, I decided not to go. But then years later, did a project for the Kentucky Derby Museum. And, when we were scouting the Derby the year before we were actually shooting, we stood on the inside of the finish line, looking out at the crowd and hearing the roar of the crowd as the horse race was going on. And nothing will ever top that experience. Mm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I never have to go again. Okay. I'm good with that.
The both of us. Yeah. For different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't mind sitting here and watching it on television. But we're going to be back for another episode of the Friday Night Beer Blog before that happens. Next Friday night.
Yeah.
It'd be Oaks Day.
That's right.
I'm assuming that we'll be here. Well, fingers crossed. Yeah. Mike's finger. We both crossed our fingers. All right, everybody. If you have enjoyed this podcast, make sure to rate and review, but only if it's positive because, Mike wants.
Only if it's 5 stars.
Oh, Mike threw up the 5 stars. He said, that's for 5 stars. Okay, so we want 5-star review. No, we want a 5-star rating and then 5-star review. Just... For the review, just say, Fassars! That's all you need to say.
Just spell it just like that.
Yeah, Fassars! With a Z on the end. Z, 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 Z. Fassars! Yeah, check the show notes because I do have the Mother's Day gift guide on there. And the thing is, you have to remember, this gift guide is good not only for gifts for your mom, but if you want to buy something for yourself, or if you know somebody that's graduating from high school or college, there's some fun things in there that you might enjoy taking a look at and maybe buying for some gifts. So I did buy a bunch of gifts today, just to let you know.
Ouch. I didn't get any warnings.
Yeah, I didn't go crazy. All right, everybody. I guess till next week. We'll see you.
See you.